USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The coronavirus outbreak did lead Ohio officials to postpone yesterday's scheduled Democratic presidential primary, but three other states went forward with balloting, and former Vice President Joe Biden enjoyed a clean sweep of them. Projections are he will be the winner in Florida, Illinois, and Arizona. Speaking last night in his home state of Delaware, Biden said,
"Our campaign has had a very good night. We move closer to securing the Democratic Party's nomination for president."
Biden besting Bernie Sanders in those three contests, President Trump confirming creation of a huge economic stimulus proposal, a plan that he calls big and bold, suggesting the aim is to flood the struggling economy with money. It means average Americans might get checks of $1,000 or more soon. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Well, the energy is good. You know, you hear the commercials and it sounds, you know, pretty hokey to be perfectly honest, but I used to get tired at early afternoon and now I don't get tired till evening and I don't get sleepy as early as I used to and I definitely have more energy. I have fewer aches and pains. I haven't had any colds. It seems to be working, so I'll keep going with it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
We told you about Joe Biden's primary wins yesterday. Well, Biden is now getting protection from the Secret Service. The former VP had requested protection after he was rushed by protesters during several campaign appearances. As of now, there are no plans for his rival Bernie Sanders to get such protection. The two candidates have been knocked off the campaign trail for now amid the coronavirus concerns. Fiat, Chrysler, Ford, and GM will partially shut down their factories and put new measures in place to protect their workers from the virus. The UAW has been urging the Detroit 3 to completely shutter the plants for at least 2 weeks, but the union says in a statement the changes will increase adherence to CDC recommendations and the facilities will be extensively deep cleaned between shifts in the meantime. And this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Ballpark workers who can't work while Major League Baseball is on hiatus because of coronavirus will be getting some help. The league's announced all 30 teams are pitching in, no pun intended, with a $1 million donation. Each team will eventually announce more details about their portion of the funding that will pay those workers' salaries. An actor most known for his work on the TV shows The Carol Burnett Show and Wonder Woman has died. Lyle Waggoner passed away on Tuesday after a battle with cancer. According to his rep, he was 84. Waggoner served as the announcer for and played various characters on The Carol Burnett Show from 1967 to 1974. A few years ago, he spoke about unexpectedly landing the job after a routine audition.
And obviously, I got it.
Yes.
Which was probably the luckiest thing that could have happened to anybody. So anyway, we did the show, and we had a fantastic time. I mean, you can see that we had a lot of fun on there. It was just nonstop laughing.
Waggoner also had the distinction of being the first centerfold for Playgirl magazine. He joined the cast of Wonder Woman alongside Linda Carter as Steve Trevor, a soldier who crash-landed on Wonder Woman's mysterious island of Amazon women. He went on to develop a business renting motorhomes for stars to relax in during their downtime on location, since often they didn't have actual dressing rooms. Again, Lyle Waggoner was 84. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.